Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for standing by and welcome to today's NASCAR teleconference. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, and in a few minutes, we will conduct a brief question-and-answer session. Instructions on procedure will be given at that time, and as a reminder, this session is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, NASCAR's Eric Nyquist. Welcome, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you everyone for joining us today. We fully realize there's many questions about yesterday's heinous act, and we'll answer them as best we can. However, please be reminded that the investigation is ongoing, and there are many that we cannot answer. We thank you for your understanding in this area. And now, let me hand it over where we're joined by NASCAR President Steve Phelps. Steve, can you give us some opening remarks, please?
Thanks, Eric. Good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate your time on short notice. As Eric had said, we don't have a lot of answers at this moment, but did want to make sure we had a media availability to let you understand where we are to date. And as more things come to light, we will keep you informed as well. Hey, before we get into some timeline things, I won't read our full statement, but I thought there was one sentence that was particularly important to talk about, and I will read it now. As we have stated unequivocally, there is no place for racism in NASCAR, and this act only strengthens our resolve to make the sport open and welcoming to all. So before I open up to a few brief questions, I want to summarize in a very short order what happened yesterday afternoon. So late yesterday afternoon, a crew member from the 43 team discovered a noose in the 43 garage stall, and that crew member informed NASCAR. NASCAR security got involved. I got a small group of senior leaders at NASCAR together to try to determine what next steps would be. First thing was to launch an immediate investigation into this heinous act. As part of that, this morning at 7:30, we notified the Birmingham office of the FBI, and they are currently on site, and they've started their investigation. We are, as I said, in the early stages of this, and we will continue to keep the media informed as we learn more. Obviously, this is a very, very serious act, and we take it as such. We will do everything in our power to make sure that whoever has committed this act comes to justice and comes to light, and we rid this type of behavior from our sport. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Eric quickly.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Now I'm going to hand it back to our operator to open the line for all of you for media questions here.
Gentlemen, thank you. Once again, to our phone audience, that is star and one if you would like to ask a live question. And if you're joining with a speakerphone, please return to your handset before pressing star and one to be certain that your signal as well as your voice does reach our equipment. That is star and one, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll take a moment to assemble our roster. Our first question today is going to come from the line of Jordan Bianchi at The Athletic.
Steve, question about cameras in the garage. We know Talladega has cameras in the garage. How many cameras are there, and were they all working, and have you been able to get any video from them yet?
Yeah, Jordan, we're not going to get into the specifics about the number of cameras and what is on the cameras, how many. We will collect all that information. It will be obviously part of what the FBI is looking at. Again, as details become available that we can share, we will share, but too early to get into specifics around video, the video usage or what we were able to capture on video.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Jenna Fryer with the Associated Press.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
I can, Jenna.
Hi. Who at that stage of the afternoon, I guess you're not going to go over the timeline about when it was discovered, but who would have had access to the garage? Crew members, NASCAR employees? What does this include? Who had access to that garage stall?
Yeah, you know, Jenna, as you are aware, we have a very small number of people that are in the footprint, only essential personnel who is there. Obviously, we'll review the entire list with the FBI about who had access at that particular time. We also use something called compartmentalization. We look at who had, who was in that particular area, and we'll be able to narrow that down. But again, getting into the specifics about what the FBI is going to do working with our security people, it's kind of too early to determine, and I don't have access to that information at this point.
Could there have been any breaches?
You know, and I can't say no for certain, but, the security around getting into the footprint is significant. As I'm sure you guys are aware, we have limited just to essential personnel, and security is very tight getting in and out of the footprint. I can't speculate whether there would be a breach or not.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome, Jenna.
Next, we'll hear from Fox Sports on the line of Bob Pockris.
Yes, Steve, can you confirm, was the rope from the rope that you would pull down the garage door?
I am not sure, Bob. I have no information on that.
Okay. And how are you confident that you'll be able to figure out who did it, or do you feel like that you may never find out?
Well, I would say this, Bob. We're going to use every effort we can to determine who has done this, whether it's a single person or multiple people. And I know that the director of the FBI has informed the Birmingham office to use all their resources to find it as well. So all the resources available to NASCAR, the FBI, the teams of all and drivers and anyone who would have any access to this will have all said, hey, we want to make sure that we figure out who has done this vile act.
Thank you.
Next, we'll take a question from Dustin Long with NBC Sports.
Thank you. Steve, a couple of things. Is there anything in particular, I know that there's putting the I stand with Bubba on the grass, and the other things that NASCAR or the competitors, the garage will do before today's event? And secondly, Steve, obviously there are various opinions out there on social media. There are those who would suggest that this is a staged event. And how would you address those individuals who believe that what has happened was a staged event?
Well, listen, Dustin, I can't speak for those on social media who would say that this is a staged event. I would say that is something that personally offends me. This is a terrible, terrible act that has happened. And for those who would think that this is staged, I don't even know where to go with that, frankly. But with respect to your first part of the question around, around things that would happen, yes, there is a grass stencil that is being put in. Other things, I know the drivers are interested in trying to do something. I don't have full knowledge of exactly what's going to happen or the timing around that. But I think the drivers feel very strongly that they want to support, show their support of Bubba. He's a member of the NASCAR community. He's a member of the NASCAR family. And the outpouring of support over the last couple of weeks, from our drivers, from the industry as whole, from the fans, has been phenomenal. So whatever happens is going to happen organically. It's going to happen. It'll be heartfelt. And, I'm looking forward to whatever they come up with.
Thank you.
Our next question today will come from Liz Clark at the Washington Post.
Yes, thanks, Steve, for being available. As I'm sure you know, Richard Petty has called for the immediate expulsion of whoever did this once that person is found, person or people. Can you say now with certainty that assuming the person or people are found, that NASCAR will ban them from the sport for life?
unequivocally, Liz, they will be banned from this sport for life. There is no room for this at all, and we won't tolerate it, and they won't be here. I don't care who they are. They will not be here. I had the opportunity to speak with the king this morning. He and I met in person, and, he is resolved and his team to figure out how we work together to get this solved and figure out who the person is that who did this act.
Thank you.
And next we'll hear a question coming from the line of Claire Lang at Sirius XM Radio.
Thank you. I'll combine my questions into one. There are several. Have you spoken with Bubba? What was that conversation like? Can you talk about allowing the 43 team to maybe check the car to make sure it's safe? And have you stuck up security as a result of this for Bubba, for the team, for anything beyond that? Thank you so much.
Yeah, Claire, I'll address them as they came. Yes, I have spoken to Bubba. In fact, I'm the one that informed Bubba that this act had happened. It was a difficult moment for Bubba. It was a difficult moment for me. But he is, he's handled it with the grace that he has handled, everything that's happened over the last few weeks. And with respect to the car, that's something that we did allow the team to look at and make sure the car was in good shape. I won't get any specifics about, what that is, but yes, the team was allowed to do that. And I'm sorry, Claire, what was the third question?
Well, whether you have stepped up security, people were calling in on the air on Sirius XM or sending notes and saying, are you going to take care of Bubba? Is there additional security as a result of this, even though I know the access to the garage, et cetera, is limited?
Yes, we have. You want to make sure that Bubba is safe, and we have stepped up security. And, again, this is a family that needs to take care of one of its family members who's been, who's been attacked. And we will firmly support as an industry, as a family and a community to make sure, Bob and everyone else in this sport is safe.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I believe that's all the questions. I'll send it back over to Eric. I want to thank everyone, for their time. This is a difficult time for our sport. But we are going to react swiftly. And again, we're going to use all the means, resources at our disposal and those of the FBI to make sure this person or persons are caught and dealt with swiftly and severely. Thanks all for your time. I'll send it back to Eric.
Hey, thanks, Steve. And thank you to all the media here for making the time to join us here. We look forward to providing more details once our investigation is complete, and we'll let you all know about another media availability in the near future at that time. Again, thank you all for making the time, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks much.